It's taken more than 60 years, but yesterday the first medallion was awarded to a Fuzzy Wuzzy Angel in recognition of his heroism in helping Australian soldiers during World War II. But many Australian veterans who served in the New Guinea campaign say the award is too little and too late. About 50,000 Papuan and New Guinean villagers risk their lives delivering supplies and carrying wounded diggers to safety. Samantha Donovan reports.
Retired Anglican priest Peter Holloway was a machine gunner in the 39th Battalion. He's in no doubt about the role the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels played in the campaign to stop the Japanese advancing south towards Australia.
If it hadn't been for the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels, we would have been annihilated or at best prisoners of war of the Japanese.
Peter Holloway is pleased that medallions are being presented to the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels, but he says it's nowhere near enough.
I think it's great that their effort has been recognised. I think it's pathetic that it's a piece of metal on a ribbon instead of 60 years ago, a more substantial recognition than a few tins of bully beef, some trade tobacco and a couple of packets of biscuits.
In recognition of their service, Peter Holloway would like to see the Australian government give more financial support to the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels communities. Last year, Liberal Senators Guy Barnett and Julian McGorran successfully moved a Senate motion calling for the awarding of medals as well as an ex gratia payment to each surviving Fuzzy Wuzzy Angel and funding for their villages. Senator Barnett has welcomed yesterday's medal presentation as a first step but says more needs to be done.
I will be following this up on behalf of, I think, all Australians who would like to see the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels fully and properly recognised, not just with a medallion, but with ex gratia payment in recognition of their service and certainly upgrading of health and education to all the PNG people, particularly in those isolated villages along the Kokoda Track.
But speaking to AM from Port Moresby, the Minister for Veterans Affairs, Alan Griffin, said the federal government isn't planning to make payments to the surviving Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels.
The issue of compensation has been a vexed one over many years. There has been in the past some compensation provided through PNG sources. What we've been concentrating our aid and support on has been in trying to improve the capacity of the communities that many of these people came from to be able to benefit from trekking and also to be able to gain better health and education facilities for the communities that, that need them.
Is a medallion enough, though, to recognise their service and courage?
I don't think anything will ever be enough to recognise the service of these courageous men. And I also have to say it's probably 50 years too late. But what I've been hearing from the people here in Papua New Guinea over the last couple of days is better late than never.
The Minister for Veterans Affairs, Alan Griffin, ending Samantha Donovan's report.